It's reverberated not just across the country, but the world. There's been the image of a two-year-old Honduran girl crying as her mother is patted down near the border in Texas. And there's been the audio recordings of distressed children crying at a detention center as a guard laughs at the orchestra of noise. As the world has become increasingly appalled at the children being separated from their parents along the US's southern border with Mexico, the White House has offered an often inconsistent response. And then Trump did what he said he wouldn't be able to do. He ended the separation policy by enacting an executive order that will apparently allow children to remain with their detained family members.
It's about keeping families together, while at the same time being sure that we have a very powerful, very strong border.
Yet as the Secretary for Homeland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen, was recently flown to Washington from New Orleans to answer the White House press call questions and stood beside Trump congratulating his leadership as the order was signed, one tactic remains throughout the flip-flops, blaming others.
This is a very serious issue that has resulted after years and years of Congress not taking action. Congress is the one that needs to fix this.
First up, Donald Trump, who has first and foremost zeroed in on, you guessed it,
it's very strongly the Democrats' fault.
Even with the order signed, Trump still says that if the opposition was simply willing to sit down and get the immigration issue resolved within Congress, the situation, which he has called so sad, could be fully resolved. So does he have a point? The first retort that needs to be made is that the Trump administration could, in fact, have immediately halted the family separations by reversing a zero-tolerance policy against illegal immigration unfurled by Attorney General Jeff Sessions in early May.
If you cross the border unlawfully, then we will prosecute you. It's that simple. If you smuggle illegal aliens across our border, then we will prosecute you.
Since then, adults were detained and then referred to the Department of Justice for prosecution, which is when the separation occurred, often leading to deportation. Children were being held separately in a different system altogether, perhaps being placed with sponsors or family members within the US. The White House had been falling back on legislation that it said had been forcing its hand, what Trump referred to as loopholes within the law. The first is the Flores Federal Consent Decree from 1997 during the Clinton presidency, and an Obama-era 2016 ruling that altered its interpretation, that says that all children, unaccompanied or with families, should be released rather than detained. Another law that the administration has referenced has been the Trafficking Victims Protection Reauthorization Act from 2008, when George W. Bush was in power. The law specifically aimed at stopping trafficking again calls for the release rather than detention of children. Both pieces of legislation don't have anything in them specifically referring to family separations, and blaming Democrats is also an inaccurate statement. While Congress is not responsible for the current impasse, the White House is right in asserting the fact that it could step in to resolve the issue, although Democrats have been resistant for obvious reasons. There's a twisted logic nonetheless. Trump's refusal to do anything until the public outcry became too much seems motivated by a desire to try and gain leverage. When that failed, zero tolerance has been kept in place, but an executive order established to apparently circumvent Flores. Its precise enactment will be interesting to watch. Trump and his inner circle appeared to be trying to strong-arm Congress into enacting tougher immigration policies. Did we mention the wall? That would negate the need for zero tolerance in the first place. Trump's refusal to endorse a specific bill from the proposals in the House and the Senate only confuses the matter further still. One question remains, whatever the resolution to this sorry tale and the picture of a porous border full of people traffickers and would-be MS-13 members that has often been painted.
We see 15 terrorists either planning to travel or actually traveling to the United States each day, known and suspected terrorists.
The US has long portrayed itself as a moral beacon for the world. How much damage will the White House's perceived lack of humanity do to the US's increasingly diminished reputation on the global stage? For Monocle in New York, I'm Ed Stocker.